Some of the more poignant moments in my consulting career have come during discussions with leaders and their people person, often a representative from human resources, as they seek help in motivating employees to take on the next challenge. The difficult part of these discussions comes when leaders ask me how to fit time for people issues into their busy schedules. They then await the golden answer they hope I can provide that will help them to convince staff that they care. One particularly memorable discussion took place after I had surveyed the employees at a large insurance company about their workplace experience. The CEO, Vice President of Human Resources, and I were meeting briefly prior to my presentation of the survey results to the entire senior management team. The VP of HR, sitting to my right, leaned into the conversation and asked me what the CEO, on my left, a very busy man, could do if he had only 5 minutes each day to devote to people issues. I was a bit stunned by the question. 5 minutes is barely enough time to greet a single employee and ask him how he's doing, let alone show support for people's growth and development, convey your vision as a leader, and provide people with a sense of direction. And this company had over 10,000 employees. I turned to the CEO on my left and addressed him directly. "Leading is a full-time job," I said. "If you want to be successful as a leader, you need to devote all of your time to people issues. Strategy, product development, customer service, innovation, they all depend on people. 5 minutes a day, or even 5 minutes an hour, is the wrong approach." Initially, taken aback by my directness, the CEO was now paying attention. He also heard in my response the resolution to a dilemma he experienced. He said he was not comfortable switching on his usual care and concern for people at certain times, and then switching it off when he considered strategic decisions, business partnerships, financial opportunities, or marketing proposals. Yet all of his management training, and many of his peers, had encouraged him to do just that. Respond to people issues when asked, yet focus his intellectual talents on the mechanics of the specific tasks in front of him. I reminded him that people were integral to his ability to be successful in every single arena within his organization, and that if he did not include consideration of people in every aspect of his work, then he was doing himself and the organization a great disservice. He paused for a moment, mulling this over before responding. What I had said made sense, yet no one had ever said it so directly. He understood himself and his role as a leader well enough to know that clarity and consistency in actions and words is important for successful leadership. He had also previewed the employee survey report and knew that people had raised concerns about actions they felt were inconsistent with his stated goal of creating a great workplace. The question now was what to do about it. The answer was both simple and complex. This leader needed to focus on being trustworthy.